Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Qalb Institute podcast, Companions of the Quran. This Ramadan, Qalb is committed to provide education and programs to all aspects of our local community as well as across the world. To help in this effort and invest in your Sadqa Jariyah, visit supportqalb.com and help us expand our efforts. Jazakallah khair and thank you for your continued support. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأزكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. There is a riwayah from Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari رضي الله عنه found in the collection of Imam Nasa'i رحمة الله عليه and also reported by Imam Ibn Majah. قال, he says, قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أصبح بآية. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spent the entire night in prayer, engaging with one verse of the Quran. One ayah, repeating it again and again. And as he read that verse, he cried and read it again and cried and recited it again, shedded a few more tears and continued reciting that ayah. قام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى أصبح بآية. Until morning entered while he was still reciting that one verse. والآية, and what was that verse? إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. O Allah, if you punish them, then they are your servants to punish. If Allah Azza wa Jalla holds us accountable, then there is no one to ask Allah why. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And if you forgive them, then you are most honorable and you are most wise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while reciting the Qur'an, engaged with the Qur'an and reflected, pondered on the verses that he was reciting. This is what the Qur'an refers to as tadabbur. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. A person not engaging with the Quran is a sign that their hearts are sealed. أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. If their heart wasn't sealed and if they had sensitivity, if they felt, if they were alive, it would only be natural for a person to want to engage and interact with that passage, that verse that they're reading. Like a person who watches a movie and everyone watching is in tears and they're crying and they look at one dude who's just sitting there chowing away on the pizza. They're like, look at this dummy. Everyone's having a moment here and this guy is in some alternate reality. Do you not feel anything? Are you not human? How are you not crying? Everyone, when they read this novel, they cry. Everyone cries when they see this particular scene. Everyone cries when they read this poem. What happened to you? This is the hal, the state of those who recite the Quran. Those who know what they're doing, those who are doing it right, those who are committed, those who are looking for something special, there is a state that overcomes them. The opposite group of people who engage with the Quran and don't reflect on it, don't interpret it into their own lives. The Quran doesn't come to life in their own world. Regarding them in Surah Jum'ah, Allah Azza wa Jal says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ. The people granted revelation and then they did not embody that revelation. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا, they did not carry it to its full extent. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ, they are like donkeys. يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارَ, the donkey could be carrying gold on its back and it will understand no value. It won't understand what it's carrying because it doesn't have that intelligence. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the insan intelligence. What makes you special? It's not your strength, it's not your beauty, it's not your voice. It's your intelligence. The other creation that we see in the world, you know, their intelligence is limited. Today, scientists talk about the intelligence of a crow. Why? Because it can solve like simple equations. It can do simple things. Nothing as sophisticated as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in the insan. And this is a blessing of Allah azza wa jal, that He gave us Qur'an, He gave us His revelation, so we can intellectually engage with it. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali rahimahullahu ta'ala, while discussing how to engage with the Qur'an, a few very valuable points. Number one, he says, from the etiquettes of engaging with the Qur'an, becoming a true companion of the Qur'an, is that when you recite it, at-tadabbur, you reflect. وَهُوَ وَرَاءَ حُذُورِ الْقَلْبِ فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ لَا يَتَفَكَّرُ فِي غَيْرِ الْقُرْآنِ وَلَكِنَّهُ يَقْتَصِرُ عَلَىٰ سِمَاعِ الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ وَهُوَ لَا يَتَدَبَّرُهُ. Sometimes people think that by my heart being present and not being distracted, that equals to automatically I'm reflecting on it. No. You could be listening to the voice of the reciter. You could be paying attention to their pronunciation, but you're not reflecting on it. Reflecting on it means that you begin to think, how does this, what's being recited externally by this person's voice, impact my heart? What effect does it have on my batin? وَلِذَٰلِكُ السُنَّ فِيهِ التَّرْتِيلِ. Therefore, the ulama, they say, when you recite the Qur'an, you should read it very calmly, very slowly, in a way that's beautiful, fulfilling the rights of every word that you pronounce. Why? لِأَنَّ التَّرْتِيلَ فِي الظَّاهِرِ لِيَتَمَكَّنَ مِنَ التَّدَبُّرِ بِالْبَاطِنِ. You fulfill the right of the verses while you're reciting them with your mouth, so therefore your heart has the time to internalize and fulfill its right at the same time. It's not one or the other. One is the example of someone preparing a beautiful meal and setting it on the table and then walking away without even consuming it. Reciting it is one part of it. Now it's time for us to engage with it. And then when it comes to tadabbur, which is engaging with the Qur'an, there is another level. There's another level of tadabbur, that you're not just reflecting, but tafakkur means to ponder on it. It's another level. What does this mean? What this means is that you take those ayat that you are reciting, your heart is engaging with them, trying to understand, what is it supposed to do for me spiritually? And now you begin to think, how does it apply to the world that you live in? What happens from here? So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an that He created the heavens and the earth. What does that mean? When you hear our imam reciting خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ, you hear this word samawat, which means the heavens. وَالْأَرْضِ, what does that mean? The earth. You hear these two words coming frequently in the Qur'an, samawat wal-ard, usually in the context of Allah azza wa jal creating them, controlling them. So what does that mean to you? فَلْيَفْهَمِ التَّالِي مِنْهَا صِفَاتُ اللَّهِ جَلَالُهُ إِذِ الْفِعْلُ يَدُلُّ عَلَى الْفَاعِلِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions He created something, it's time for you not to just focus on the verb, but to think about the one that created it. Turn to the fa'il. Turn to the one who created. And then begin to think that the one who created all of this, فَتَدُلُّ عَظْمَتُهُ عَلَى عَظْمَتِهِ. Reflect on how beautiful and perfect this earth that Allah azza wa jal has created, and then wonder how great and how perfect the Creator must be. This is pondering on the Qur'an. This is taking those verses and what they say and going a little deeper. Seeing how they apply to you when you think of إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ. Allah is الرَّزَّاقُ. What does that mean? How does that impact you? What change does that bring to you? What does it mean that Allah Azza wa Jalla is الرَّزَّاقُ, the one that provides? Take it back to your life. Think about days that you're working and you feel deflated. It's not working out the way you want it to. You're about to lose your job possibly. Maybe you haven't gotten that promotion. Remind yourself, Allah is الرَّزَّاقُ. This is what the Qur'an teaches. So all sustenance lies in the single kun of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is called tafahum, pondering on the Qur'an. After that, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, in order for your engagement with the Qur'an to be deep, for you to be able to recite one verse again and again and break out into tears, and for maybe your night to pass by, you need takhsis. Takhsis means that you accept that every verse that is being recited is directed at you, not at someone else. If you're reading the Qur'an and you think that it applies to this guy, that guy, Allah's punishment that's mentioned in the Qur'an, this is for those guys, those horrible people, not at me. If you turn the message of the Qur'an away from you, you will be deprived of deep reflection. And the last thing is ta'athur. Ta'athur means that as you're reciting the Qur'an, you see if you can enter into a state of tears, joy, fear, grief. Whenever you hear the word nar or jahannam being recited, for those of you who don't understand Arabic, this is generally referring to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is your cue as the imam recites these verses. I need to start asking Allah for protection in this exact moment. Ya Allah, I don't want anything to do with that. And when you hear the imam talking about Jannah, Jannat, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, this is generally talking about paradise and the rivers that flow under. There should be a state of happiness and joy, of excitement, of hope, that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless me with this. When you bring all of this together, you end up with a complete engagement with the Qur'an. And very eloquently, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi summarizes it where he says, فَاللِّسَانُ يُرَتِّلْ. The tongue recites the Qur'an. And the aql, the intellect of the human being, unpacks that revelation. So there's an intellectual engagement with it. And then the heart steps in and takes this message home. It takes you right to the gates of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to properly, meaningfully engage with the Qur'an. That from our words it enters into our hearts. And we pray on this Mubarak night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us all true companions of the Qur'an. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.